The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey, thank you very much for being here, for sharing this time with us here on Auto World. I want to invite you to stick around because in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a very interesting gentleman, to say the least. This guy is an amazing fellow. He's a Hollywood car builder, he's an author, he's an inventor, and he is also a guy with a couple of great online projects. He's also a radio host. He's done a little bit of everything in his life, everything from stunt driving to professional diving with the Cousteau family. The one and only Eddie Paul is standing by. Also coming up a little later on in this hour of the broadcast, he has his own business in the St. Louis, Missouri area, and now expanding across the nation with both a upcoming television program and other activities. It's Don Jones, the owner of theoldcarguys.com. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or Bob at autoworldradio.com. Right now, we'll go out to California and bring forth the president and CEO, of EP Industries. He is also, as I said, a well-known Hollywood car builder, an author, entrepreneur, and one of the nicest guys out there, Eddie Paul. Welcome to Auto World. How you doing there, Eddie?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. So some exciting news to tell the folks. You've got a new online university. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I've, for a number of years, I've been doing how-to videos and writing books, most of it for educational purposes, kind of starting to find out, as a lot of people know, the kids now can't build like we used to. I mean, with us, it was second nature. Our parents taught us, and we kind of lost a generation. And a lot of the kids, if you could drag them away from the computer, they might be able to put a lug nut on or something. They can't diagnose problems. There's a lot of issues they weren't taught in school. So we've been doing everything we can to fill the gap, and I'm going through a learning curve myself because we started, of course, writing the books and doing a series of how-to DVDs. And then as of late, we're starting to realize that nobody wants to take a DVD and plug it into a recorder. It's all online. So we took it to online, and we started a university called Eddie Paul's How-To University where they could go and watch any of our DVDs. And it's like a monthly charge, $19.95. But that way, instead of paying $49.95 for each one of them, they can see anyone they want, anytime they want. And it's starting to do pretty good. So hopefully we can reach them that way.
Absolutely, because you're known not only in this country, but around the world. There's no question about it. Folks know your work everywhere. I know you go to a lot of big shows in Germany and other parts of the world, and just huge amounts of people turn out just to shake hands with you.
Yeah, it's kind of a shock because, you know, you don't expect anything like this. And I was just telling my wife yesterday, I go, you know what, I think we're international now. It wasn't that long ago we were known in our neighborhood for working out of the garage. So if you just, you know, don't focus on the other and just focus on what you do, pretty soon you do get pretty well known. And it's a humbling experience, to say the least.
Oh, that's great. And some other exciting news about your radio show is doing very, very well, and now you've got a website dedicated to that. Why don't we talk about that for a moment?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the same thing. It's Eddie Paul's Tool Talk, and I think it's .com. And it's just pretty much talking to people about tools, what kind of tools they use for doing a job. We push plasma cutters, different things. What I try to do is only use tools that I've used that I know are good. So we've had people call and want to buy sponsorship. and their product's no good, and we won't take it. I'm not going to be led by the money. I'm trying to led by the quality. And there's some great tools out there that'll help you build things. In fact, this week I was up in Canada, which was a bad experience, by the way, and I just sold, I think, 3 or 4 plasma cutters just by referring to the fact that we use them, and this is the best one, and we sold some plasma cutters and some CNC tables. I don't get a commission on that. I just refer them over and say this is the company we use. This is the best product that we found. There could be better, but you know, as far as I know, there isn't. So we kind of try to refer stuff to each other, you know, the honest people that are, you know, making a good tool and trying to make a living.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about that experience that you had up in Canada recently. I know you were very excited. You were posting pictures that you were shipping up to the show.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, things didn't go as planned.
No, you might say I got snookered. It had a lot of potential. It was in Edmonton, in Canada, and I'd never been to Canada before. So we had, it's been 6 months in the planning. The owner of the show, which I don't think I should say his name, promised us the moon, and, you know, oh, we're going to be featuring you at the show, and we're going to use your name for this, and use your name for that, and we're going to name a trophy after you. I mean, all the stuff you like to hear, but doesn't always come true. And actually, a lot of that did come true. The thing that didn't come true is, you know, we get paid to go there. They cover an airfare, hotel, and they give us a nominal fee for appearance. And they had a truck that broke down that was coming down to get our vehicles that we were taking. And the truck broke down, so last minute they asked me to refer a company down here to them to save money, which we did. Long story short, everybody got ripped. Nobody got paid. We got a little tiny bit of the money that they owed us. They still owe us excess of $12,000, which I don't think we'll ever see. But it kind of taught me a very valuable lesson. We were doing everything, contracts, you know, dotting our I's, crossing our T's, everything we were supposed to do, and it still failed. And then when we got back, we started going back, analyzing what we did wrong. And according to everything we could find, we did nothing wrong. You can be taken, even though you do contracts, even look at anybody who's got a car transporter ported from one state to another. Just look at the contract, flip it over and read the backside, the small print. You find out that most of them don't cover damages, even though they have $750,000 insurance. They don't cover damage for anything that happens to the outside of the car, the inside of the car, or the running gear, which is basically the whole car. Mm-hmm. It's wavered. So you really got to be careful. And I don't know what you do about it. You got to have your car transport unless you have, you know, your own trailer. But and this is a major transport company. When we got back, because they got ripped by Canada, held their cars. So we went through a week of terror. We had the XXX from the XXX movie. We had the grease car, the original. It's been fully restored. And I had a motorcycle I built for this car, for the show. And it was 502 Chevy supercharged three-wheeler with machine guns and grenade launchers, all this cool stuff that people like. So we almost lost over $1 million worth of vehicles, and we just yesterday got them back, or day before yesterday. So, but I learned a valuable lesson. I don't know what it is, but I learned it.
I know what you mean. I mean, there's certainly over the years that I've been doing this radio program, there have been so many people who had contracts for advertising and ended up not paying their bill. If I added up the amount of money, it would be quite staggering, to say the least. And I know even yourself, in working with the movie industry, there have been times when you have been stiffed on that end as well.
Oh, yeah. There's an old saying in the studios, when you shake hands with the producer, count your fingers. I thought it was a joke. It's not. I'm missing a few fingers, I think.
Yeah, I understand completely.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about some other cool things that you're doing. I think the online university is a brilliant idea, and I wish you the best with that. But you are working on a lot of cool projects right now. Let's begin before the upcoming break here and tell folks about the Duesenberg that you've been working on for quite some time.
Yeah, actually, we haven't been working on it a long time. It's been in our shop a long time. We turn projects out pretty fast if we're paid, and that was another one of those contract deals. The way I set up work in our shop, I don't take very much stuff. When I do, the way we work it now is you pay us, we work. You stop paying, we stop working. And we kind of did that, and they've stopped for a number of reasons. Nothing to do with what we did, but every time they stopped, we had to push it aside, and then we had to pull it out and dust it off, find the parts, put them back in. but it's almost done. It's about 80% complete, and they pulled the plug again to see if they get a better price somewhere else.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they couldn't.
Hang there, Eddie. We'll come right back with lots more.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news. Really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can and get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Eddie Call is our very special guest. If you have a question for the gentleman, we would love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Eddie is a car building legend, building literally dozens upon dozens of vehicles for both Hollywood and the television world. He's also a former stunt driver and worked with the Cousteau family. He's done everything from build shark cages to install special stuff at aquariums in far-off places to you name it. He's authored several books and videos. He's got his own radio show. And we're talking about some of his most latest project, which is EddiePaulUniversity.com, which just started, and it shows people how to work on cars in the areas of fabrication and customizing. Eddie, we touched on the Duesenberg. How about that 502 Chevy powered bike? Number one, I can't believe that you're actually building this monster, but you are.
Yeah, well, it's a trike. It was a Boss Hoss when I got it with the 502 Chevy in it, and they put a supercharger on it. And those bikes are big, and they're hot because your legs are on both sides of the engine, so you wind up, you know, burning the insides of your legs when you're riding. So what I did is I moved the seat to the front of the bike, in front of the engine radiator, put an ejector seat in there, and I put a beam axle on from an old hot rod I had. So you sit in front of it, so it's a reverse trike. And then, of course, we added the machine gun to the front because it looked like it needed it, and a windshield, and an ejector seat, of course, in case you have to get out quick. So it's kind of just, it's all camouflage. It's a neat-looking bike. I'll put it on Facebook. But it got more attention than the Triple X car did at the show. But what's neat is kids like it, ladies like it, the Marine Corps loves it. So it's kind of a tribute to the Marines.
Oh, that's really cool. And it's certainly bringing those cars up to Canada. I'm sorry for all the trouble that you had there, but it must have been a real treat for the folks at the show to see you and to see these wonderful creations.
Yeah, the people seem to like it a lot. And it was a shame this went the way it did because they hadn't had a car show at Edmonton, I guess, in 4 years. And then for this company to come in and do it and goof it all up, it's just kind of a really depressing to them because they love car shows. But you know what's funny? The truck driver who took the cars up there when we loaded the bike up, we were all concerned because the machine gun is a 30 caliber. It looks pretty real. It's a Browning. And we made it for a museum, and the museum decided not to take it, so we put it on this. It has bullets going up to it and all that. And I was afraid when they inspected them at the border that they would have problems over that. And it was funny because they did inspect them at the border, and the guy was more concerned about why we didn't have the bike running yet, more so than why the gun was on it. And we didn't have it running because that way you could take it up as an art object, not a vehicle. You take it as a vehicle, you need all the registration, which we didn't have yet. So, but that was kind of, I thought, a little unusual. Could care less about the rocket launchers and machine gun, but how come it's not running?
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some other things that you've been working on in recent times. I know that the Hollywood business is one that kind of comes and goes. Of course, you did all the great work for the Cars movie franchise. It doesn't seem like that was that long ago, but are there any things on the horizon that you can tell us about that you're working on TV or movie-wise?
Movie-wise, not a lot. We still do Shark Week. We build sharks for that, and we build the seals that get eaten by the sharks and different things. I got a show. I'm supposed to go to Sipidan on a ship we discovered, my wife and I, where we're diving, that we think has plutonium on board. That would be a Japanese ship, so that could change history. And then we just landed a job building some teardrop trailers for another company, 10 of those, that can haul behind small cars. So I'm just now designing it. We have like a teardrop, except the top lifts up a little higher to give you more headroom. We'll fabricate the whole thing here, and then we're thinking of doing it as kits, where people could buy the chassis and then build the rest of it themselves, because the chassis is the hardest part to build. So we'll have that all welded up and paint it. And I guess we still have some car stuff coming in, not a lot. And Hollywood's all but moved out of town. So I don't know when that's coming back or if it is. So not a lot of Hollywood.
Yeah. It seems like so many businesses are moving away from California. The news of Toyota moving their facility, their global North American headquarters to Texas, and of course Nissan moved to Tennessee from Southern California a number of years back. Definitely things could be better economy-wise and tax-wise in the state of California, as well as many other places in the U.S.
Yeah, I'm scared to move myself because I know the way my luck goes sometimes. If I move out, California will turn around and be the best place to manufacture. So I keep hanging out and hanging out. And, maybe they're waiting for me to move out so they can turn things around.
Oh, that's
but no, there's a lot better states. We were actually looking at Texas at one point because you could paint cars there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many things we can't do here anymore we used to be able to do. We also manufacture fire pumps, a thing called a caffeine, a compressed air foam. And we can't even spray water in our backyard anymore. It's illegal. Or in our back shop area. And we have to test every pump before we ship it out. So it's like you can't put water on the ground. I remember when that used to not be a contaminant. We used to water our lawn.
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. California is still kind of considered by most to be the mecca of the car world here in North America. So I think you're in a good spot for that. How about that wonderful Mustang that you built a number of years back and then resurrected in recent times? I love that vehicle.
Yeah, that was funny because that was one we were going to take to Canada, but it didn't fit in the truck. It's 94 inches wide, and the door opening was like 93 or 92. We looked at every way to get it in there. We were thinking tilt it up on one side, and just getting absurd. So I did locate a truck that I could transport it in, but in hindsight, I should have made it a little, not quite as wide.
But what
a cool car.
Beautiful, beautiful looking vehicle. And I always get lots of questions anytime you're with us about your work with the Cousteau family. How did that originally start?
I was doing commercials and a lot of a lot of low-budget sci-fi type things. And then one day somebody called and asked if I could build a tripod, underwater tripod, and it was with the Cousteaus that I used to watch all the time when I was a kid. I had a hard time believing they were calling me. So I said, yeah, I can build one. So we went ahead and built it. It was a giant tripod for doing an underwater shot they wanted. Then they asked if I knew how to dive, which I did. And then one thing led to another. Next thing you know, I'm on their team. And then one day we're having dinner on the boat, and we had a problem getting a shark to do what we wanted. We tried for like a week to get him to swim a certain way toward us. We're trying to feed him and stuff. And I inadvertently at dinner time said I could probably build one quicker and we could teach that little thing what we wanted to do. So I was on a plane the next day back to California to go build a shark. And we built, it was a 10-footer. And I think a lot of people may know the story. Then they used it in their film that they were doing, and it's in their book. And it worked. It swam with the sharks. They swam with it. And then one day they wanted a little more excitement, so I made it act like it was injured. And one of the sharks came in and tore it to pieces, and they got it all on camera. So they were happy. And then I flew back and then, you know, worked for them for, I think it was 7 years, building things. It was really
amazing.
Fun.
Well, just a short visit here today, but we're going to get you back for a full hour in the coming weeks. Eddie, thank you for spending some time with us here today.
My pleasure. Let me know anytime.
All right. We'll take a pit stop, and then we got Don Jones from the Old Car Guys around the bend.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Auto World, and we appreciate you coming along for the ride. We're scheduled to be joined in this half hour by Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com. Don was scheduled to be with us to talk about one of the iconic engines from an American manufacturer, the old Slant 6 engine from Mopar. We're having some connection problems with Don, so we'll wait and see if we get a hold of him. In the meantime, let's play a little trivia here on the broadcast and see if we can get some folks calling in from some of our great affiliate stations like News Talk 1540 KXEL and everybody listening on KSIS in Missouri and all of our great other stations from coast to coast, border to border. Would love to hear from you. Or if you're listening online at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Here's the trivia question. We're looking back at the decade of the 1970s, and we're looking for the manufacturer of a vehicle known as the Monza. Who made the Monza back in the 1970s? This was a vehicle from an American manufacturer, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint here. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Whoever gets the correct answer is going to get a cool prize from Warren Tracy, the owner of the Busted Knuckle Garage. And we'll also throw in some free wash drop samples for you guys as well. It's a pretty easy question. Going back in the 1970s, there was an American vehicle known as the Monza. Who made the Monza? It shared its platform with a number of other vehicles, but who made the Monza? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. And if you get a bounce back once in a while, I have some problems, some issues with that particular email address. You can always shoot it to me at bob@boblongradio.com. But again, we're looking for the manufacturer of the Monza from an American car company back in the 1970s. This is a really cool thing that I was looking at a little bit earlier today, and it's all about the essential rules of drive-through etiquette. It was written by Tom Appel, who is the publisher of Consumer Guide. And Tom has a blog, as does Consumer Guide, called The Daily Drive. And I got a real kick out of this. So if you frequent drive-thrus, and last weekend I was on the road covering the Greenwich Concours in Greenwich, Connecticut, and I ate my dinner at McDonald's, a drive-through, both on Friday night when I landed there and Saturday night while I was there. So I am no stranger to the drive-through, and certainly when I was single, I used to utilize drive-throughs quite a bit. But he put together this list of kind of do's and don'ts when you're in the drive-through window. So here are some of things that are essential rules of drive-through etiquette, courtesy of Tom Appel from Consumer Guide. Number one, pay attention. Tom writes, your text message is not more important than getting me my Diet Coke. Very cool. Tom also writes, know what you want. And he says, if it's McDonald's or Burger King or whatever, make sure that you know where you're at and what you want. Number three on his list of complaints here is no special orders. If you are only substituting bacon for sausage, I guess that's fine. But if you're going off the menu and offering some rather unusual requests, that really rubs Tom the wrong way. No bulk orders. Don't order for more than three people in a drive-through window. If you're ordering for more than three, park and go inside. Order one at a time. That's right. Don't have two or three people in the car ordering at the same time. Tell the kids in the car that you get one shot, that you can't change your mind and change your order. The next one on the list here is be ready to pay. The order screen is there for a couple of reasons to show you, number one, what you owe for your order, but also to make sure that they've got your order correct. And he also writes, no chatting up the help, no talking to the cashier like she's a bartender. Another one that he's got on the list here is a very good suggestion indeed for etiquette when going through the drive-through window is do not change your order. Once you're at the pickup window, do not change your order. And the last word of advice from Tom Appel from Consumer Guide is got your stuff, just go. Why did you just put your car in park? Why don't you just step on the gas and go? So that's courtesy of Tom Appel from Consumer Guide. Meanwhile, we got a trivia question out there. A bunch of people on the telephone lines. Folks calling in from all across North America at 855-660-4261. Whoever gets a prize gets a cool gift from Warren Tracy at the Busted Knuckle Garage. And speaking of the Busted Knuckle Garage, if you're looking for a Father's Day gift, I recommend you taking a look at Warren's offerings at the Busted Knuckle Garage because he's got some really cool stuff. Let's check in with Scott, who joins us in Iowa, listening on News Talk 1540 KXCL. Scott, thank you very much for calling in. How are you doing today?
Just fine. It's been a couple of years since we talked to you, and couldn't have picked an easier question to have today. Chevrolet made the Monza.
That is absolutely 100% correct. Well, it's great to talk to you if it's been that long. Scott, you guys, I know, had a tough winter, to say the least, in Iowa. How's the spring and early summer treating you so far?
Well, just fine. I went to a local Paul's discount store and picked me up three truck batteries for my truck that had three dead batteries in it. I had plugged in the winter most of the winter of the block heater and had a battery warmer, a 1.5 amp battery warmer, and started it a few times throughout the winter. Everything worked great until spring got here, and the warm weather showed up, and then the batteries wouldn't pull the motor over, and I'm just rolling into the driveway with three brand new batteries.
That's great. Well, excellent. Well, we really appreciate you joining us here on the show. Hold on for Matt. We're going to get your name and address and all the good information. And also tell them what kind of car you drive as well, because I may have another prize that I can slip your way as well. But you're definitely getting something from the Busted Knuckle Garage and also free wash drops. But also, please tell Matt what the year, make, and model your truck is, and we'll hook you up with something in the not-too-distant future. We'll throw out another trivia question here. Are you ready for this one? We'll make it also on the easier side of the fence. Who made the vehicle known as the Omega? Which manufacturer gave us the Omega? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. This is also a relatively easy question, to say the least. Who made the Omega? And I'm looking at an old advertisement for this vehicle in brome form, and the tagline that they've got on this advertisement is, "When the action begins, you know that every move counts. You call the shots with precision, efficiency, and style. To you, we present Omega Brome Coupe." Who made the Omega? That's the question. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. We're live all across North America. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Don't be confused.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of wash drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use wash drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. To be honest with you guys, I've been a little bit under the weather in the last few days, so not quite up to my usual self voice-wise or broadcast-wise, but nevertheless, we're having lots of fun here, and we're playing trivia. Don Jones has called into the show as well, and we'll visit with him momentarily. We may put the great piece that he's put together on the famous Mopar Slant 6 power plant for another week, because we're going to need to devote more time to that. But we'll talk to Don about that momentarily. But meanwhile, the trivia question is an easy one here. I'm looking for the automotive manufacturer that gave us the Omega. Who made the Omega? Let's go to Eddie joining us in Missouri. Eddie, welcome to Auto World, and I thank you very much for being here.
You're welcome, and enjoying your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, let's see if we can get the lowdown from you on this particular question. Which auto manufacturer was responsible for the vehicle known as the Omega?
That was Oldsmobile.
Yeah, absolutely 100% correct. Congratulations. What's your all-time favorite vehicle, Eddie? We'll give you both votes here. If you could choose any new model from 2014, 2015, what's your favorite new vehicle, and what's your all-time favorite classic or vehicle from the past?
My favorite new vehicle would probably be I'm going to go with a Lexus.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite from all the past would be a 68 Camaro Rally Sport 350 Turbo Hydromatic Transmission. So,
did you own one of those?
Pretty close. My sister owned one back in the day, and we sold it for $3,000, and I'm saving up for another one. So,
Well, I certainly hope that you get it. Well, hang on for Matt and also give Matt the year, make, and model of your vehicle, because we're going to send you out a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage and also give you some free wash drops as well. Thank you so much, Eddie, for calling in from Missouri. And speaking of Missouri, let's go to Missouri right now and bring forth one of our regular contributors. He's the CEO of the Old Car Guys, which is both a media company and a wonderful website. Here's Don Jones. Don, thanks for dialing us up. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm sorry that I wasn't available. They were calling the house in St. Louis, and I'm on safari in far off Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we're going to be up here for the next week searching northern Nebraska and the sand hills of South Dakota. We've got some leads on some honey holes of cars and salvage yards, and we're going to see if we can't track down some of these places and bring these cars to market. Back out to the sunshine.
That sounds great. It sounds like it's a real hot area, like you say, for vehicles. Any particular things that you're looking for on this trip, or you pretty much just got your eyes and ears open for what might come your way?
Well, there's a fellow up in Wymore, Nebraska, by the name of Shorty Watts, who's got a yard that he's had for 40 or 50 years, sitting on about 4,000 cars with several dozen 40s and 50s panel trucks. And these panel trucks are a hot item right now. And I'm going to try to talk him and let me bring those to market for him and see if we can't get them to the restoration shops and get them on the market and get them out there where they need to be.
Well, that makes a whole lot of sense. I know that you've been definitely working hard in reinventing your website. It's in the process of undergoing some transformation. How is that working out for you, Don?
It's going slower than we thought it was going to be, but we hired a consulting firm to try to get us a little bit of guidance on what we should do. And so we've been working with them, and they've been working with our computer people. So there's a lot more interaction and a lot more of us or a lot more of me going into the website to try to put exactly what I think the customers and the clients are going to want as far as the place to be, the place to go to find the cars and things that go with the cars, transportation of the cars, insurance, parts for them, both old and new. And we're trying to bring that whole concept together. And we're even going to add a page for manuals. I was talking about that on some earlier shows about how important it is to get your library together before you start on a restoration project. And just traveling around up here at a couple of bookstores in Missouri, I found an old Shelton's manual that goes back to 1976 for $9. So it's the books are out there. They're reasonable. And I look at them as almost being indispensable for doing a restoration or engine work on a car.
Yeah, that definitely makes a whole lot of sense, Don. Some of that literature is very, very valuable and quite difficult to find. And even something as simple as an owner's manual, if you've just recently bought an older car, classic car, to be able to have an original owner's manual if the purchase didn't include that can really make somebody's day, to say the least.
Right. Yeah, we have another client over in Nebraska City, Cliff's Restoration. And years ago, Cliff was a certified Ford mechanic, and he's sitting on hundreds of old Ford manuals. So we'll see if we can't talk to Cliff and bring those out of the closet and get those up to where people might need them as well. So we're trying to do more with what we've got. And it's kind of a great thing about the Internet. You can stack an awful lot of information onto those electrons without costing an awful lot, as in if you had to print all the books and have all the manuals and have all the store full of these materials. It just works out a lot better when we can find them and just tell people where they are, and then, you know, charge a little bit for that ad space to get the customer to the client.
And give us the update on your TV work with your television production company down in Atlanta. What's the latest with some of the stuff that you've done in recent times with them?
Well, we've created a pilot, the one-minute pilot, which the working title is Your Automotive Moment with the Old Car Guys, or Your Old Car Guys Automotive Moment. And it's a 1 to 2 minute segment on a piece of automotive history in a certain week of a year. We're going to do like 52 episodes. So in the week that the episode would be on, there would have been a significant automotive event in that particular week. We're going to do the same product on radio. It'll be about 1 minute. I've written some of the scripts, and I'm actually talking to some college friends that are writers up here in Nebraska to write the scripts for me, and then I'll record them. And then the folks down in Atlanta are asking me to, you know, to start giving them something so they can try to market it for us. But as you know, when you're trying to do everything, it's awful hard to get anything done right. So I've had to back off the TV somewhat in order to concentrate on the website and building it and building our customer base. We're running out of merchandise. Since we started that download a few months ago, we're selling so many cars for people that I've got to go out and I've got to, you know, find some more folks with cars to sell. That fire truck that we picked up a couple of weeks ago, we sold to a fellow down in Florida, and the seller told me that he started getting calls within 2 days after we put it up, and I had a view going within a week. So that was surprising on an old fire truck that we sold so fast.
That is true, absolutely. But as you pointed out, the people who collect fire trucks are definitely very passionate folks.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be up next weekend in Fremont, Nebraska for 2 days working the big swap meet, handing out business cards and looking for both clients and customers for our current clients. So we're kind of looking forward to that. So if any folks up here in Nebraska or Iowa that have heard us on the radio, come on over and say hi, and you know, and we'll talk cars.
That sounds like a great idea. And if you can help somebody out there who's listening, if somebody's looking for a particular vehicle, that's another thing that you do quite well for folks. And we'll touch on that on another edition of Auto World. And we'll also do the great Slant 6 story that you've got lined up. Thank you, Don.
Okay, get well, buddy. Talk to you later.
All right, thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you very much for being with me.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops to advertise and save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how National Radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, chicken, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.